the nominations conference call. So I can lead this one. I believe we are already 5 here, so we have the quorum. I'll just send out. Yeah, everyone's there. 7 of 7. I can't believe, like, the stars are aligned in a way where we can save our governance, you know? Thought we'll never have another meta governance again. I did mention this, you know, like when they were like designing the entire N out of N, I did say that it's a bad idea. But at the time, I think Kane had like over ambition about like having the veto right is important, you know? And he thought like if someone's on the council, probably for good reason as a check.
I mean, I have vetoed proposals in the past myself. Not for our entire epochs, though.
Yeah. You have to have reasonable people. That's the issue. Can't always count on that, especially when it's 8 people. I believe these will be their last SIP presentations for this council. There were plenty this epoch, quite a bit.
Yeah, and Terra, you saved your spicy meta governance for the last the last week of the epoch.
Yeah.
It all came on strong.
Definitely. Wow.
I mean, we'll I've got two draft meta governance ones that we could slide through if we're feeling ambitious.
I've got 3 draft SCCPs. I thought it was too close to the end of the epoch.
The pull request is there. Also. Increases accountability. Makes sure that people who are expelled can't retake their position on council unless it's voted to be expunged. So, I mean, those are available.
Wow, so, that's quite something, yeah. That's
we just have a governance fiesta on the last day.
Well, I see them. I'll try to merge them after the meeting. There's like some error with them, and we'll have a look later. I'll try to see what's the issue. Maybe it's because it's the first time you submit a SIP to the SIP site.
Yeah, I think I've just got the formatting wrong on the contributor part
Something. No worries, we'll fix it. But great to have more meta governance SIP. Like, this is a good sign, you know. It was blocked for a long time, and finally now we have the opportunity to unblock it. It was really like, you know, like it's not only that Terra has proposed the SIP 2012. Also, he's the one who proposed the SIP to expel someone via a governance vote. So he did both. And it was the last SIP, if I recall, in the last epoch. That's like kind of a coincidence. All right, let's get started.
I'm not going to rest easy until elections in next epoch, to be honest. So. They're sitting on laurels.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, fair point, because there's like plenty of unknown addresses there. And probably if Sam has a couple of those, and probably he's waiting till the last minute to vote, you know.
Yeah, so people, if you want synthetics governance to actually be able to change in reaction to present realities, consider whether this is a candidate that you want to kind of be promoting when you come to vote.
The issue is, I think he's doing it by himself, you know. He has like a bunch of staked addresses and he can push maybe 2, potentially. It's very hard to Lena, especially if he does like last minute votes, you know, like he waits till the last minute and like done. Votes submitted. The good thing is that he's on L1, you know, and takes time, I think, to, I know he doesn't do saves. So yeah, I was screwed. It'll be last minute.
Adam, fix the damn errors on your pull requests, please.
Yeah, we'll have a look after the presentations. Go ahead, Tara. Have the floor. 2012.
Does anyone have the link to drop in the chat?
Sure, I'll do it. No worries.
Okay, so SIT 2012 is essentially a response to the locking up of governance that has been in place for the last 4 months, wherein one of the Spartan councillors who was elected in December and took office in January has adamantly refused to even consider any meta-governance votes. It was a SIP that was designed to ensure that participants in the Spartan Council were active in their voting that existed. And when, at no great surprise, this particular Spartan councillor proved to be tardy in their ability to vote, despite having more alts on the channel than he probably has imaginary sexual partners. He triggered that threshold that allowed us to kick him, thereby allowing us to pass metagovernance votes in this window of opportunity. Essentially, this metagovernance SIP allows us to move forward with 7 of 8 passing meta-governance in the coming epoch. Just 1 second, sorry. Yeah, so it essentially gets rid of the requirement for unanimity going forward. It does also leave the ability to revert to unanimity at a later date just by switching to a setting, an N minus setting. So it will be switched from unanimity required to N minus 1 in the next epoch should this SIP pass, which would require that only 7 of the assumed 8 Spartan councillors concur in a metagovernance proposal.
Are the setting options 1 or 0, or does the SIP allow for greater than 1?
I mean, it allows for anything, really, within the N logical options. So you should do N minus 2 if you felt like it. There was some debate, somewhat cynical, about making it purely majority, which is something I guess we could consider. It depends what the other councillors, how they feel regarding the situation.
I mean, the thing is that we have this window of opportunity now. And, why is the threshold higher on meta-governance than normal governance proposals? Because is it like, more special, more important?
Yeah, it's higher risk and you risk compromise of the governance process as well, right? I don't think you'd be able to convince me to drop the N value down to simple majority. I think I'd want to see at least like a 2/3 supermajority kind of value, but I'm fine with the configurable N minus X thing that Spartan Council gets to vote on with metagovernance. I don't think I would drop down to simple majority personally. So,
sure. What I'm saying is that, you know, like even with normal majority, you could do major damage to the protocol with, like, say, parameter changes. You know, which is simple majority. So I know, I understand that meta governance maybe is like its own category, and that's why maybe we've assigned it a higher threshold of agreement, because maybe it's more sensitive as a topic.
So are you suggesting changing a parameter? Everything? Because that would be a separate tip.
Now I'm saying doing everything as simple majority rather than doing them as n minus one. As like what I'm worried about, you know, like that what I have in mind is that we have a situation where two seats get on the council, and both of which are blockers. Now, if you get three, I think it's not feasible. It's very hard to get into that state. But two,
I think that just suggests that we need to revisit things like voting structure to make it more equitable, more fair, to better deal with seats on council not being compromised. I don't know if just lowering the threshold for important meta-governance decisions is the right solution to that particular problem.
Sure, that makes sense. Yeah, I do agree with you. Like, there could be better alternatives, one of which is reducing N altogether. And that would pave the way.
I think the problem you're pointing to is that right now, rich exploitative wallets can too easily get voted in. Maybe it's worth us reevaluating in our governance the power that comes from the quadratic voting function and the diversity of wallets that are voting for a representative. Or, you know, similar to projects like Gitcoin, looking at how do we up the voting power of a wallet is held synthetics for a long time, or what other bonuses there are, so that we can better give voting power to diverse members in our community who are actually long-term stakeholders and be less manipulated. I don't think we can compromise on the meta-governance threshold to achieve that.
Yeah, sure. I see your point.
That in the, we have a very limited window in which to respond to what I consider is a active attack on governance perpetrated by one individual. In order to buy the breathing room in which we can make more sensitive reconfigurations of the voting system to better cater to the wider interests of the protocol, lowering the N number, the N minus one is idealistic. N minus two might be the more practical option. Anything beyond that, and I mean, it's a pretty poor state of affairs, especially as this epoch we've actually enabled safes to vote as well. You'd think that the larger holders would be with the majority of the Spartan Council in opposing what I consider quite a toxic and negative and overall repugnant approach to governance that has emerged this epoch. So it's my hope.
Agreed. And based on your time point there, I'll happily vote to approve in as far down as N minus two. Right now, I think any further than that, we want us to kind of have deeper thought to the SIP, but as far as that one, I'm ready to vote on it in the affirmative.
I'd agree.
Does anyone
with that
have an opposition to N minus two? Besides is agreeing.
I think my question is about if being able to change, or even N minus two, opens up like a recursive meta governance attack, or if it exposes us to that with greater risk.
Can you elaborate on a potential risk?
Well, N minus two, so say there's any, so we have eight seats, then there's six for a change, and then six of the eight vote for a change to that number again. It probably feasible with 8, but if the overall n dropped, it starts getting maybe closer to 1 or 2 steps from a governance attack.
Yeah, I mean, worst case though, if you've expelled 1 counselor and your n drops by 1, we're still saying 5 seats would have to be compromised for this to become a recursive problem. And if that's the case, then we have just failed to decentralize governance altogether.
Yeah, that's true. I'm fine with n minus 1. I'm still getting my head around the risks of n minus 2.
I mean, let's say we do n minus 2, you know, and we go with it for next epoch. In case we see that blocking was avoided, you know, like if Sam has 2 seats, then we have made the right choice. If we see that blocking was not an issue, you know, like Sam barely got a seat in the last couple of epochs, we can like lift it back to n minus 1 at any time. Like meta governance is supposed to deal with adversity, you know, or I mean the Spartan Council. But like this is a short window we have now, you know, and it's easier to tighten things than to loosen things. And what's the risk? There isn't a risk, in my opinion, of n minus 2 versus n minus 1. Like, it's very unlikely that someone's gonna take over 6 seats, you know?
Is after this, assuming this passes, does changing the 1 versus 2 number require a meta-governance vote, or is that a simple majority?
It would be a meta-governance SCCP. So it itself would require n minus 2. So say if you had this pass and then next epoch it was decided that changes wanted to be made to the number of seats on the Spartan Council, the same amount of people agreeing to the Spartan Council being changed in size would also then most likely be under social contract to look at this n number and see whether it needed altering to reflect that change. In the chat, Aoife is suggesting token holder override option. That sounds like something that would require quite a lot of thinking out, and governance isn't something that has had any resources devoted to it recently, but I mean, it's worth thinking about, but I think it definitely would require time from the idea being put forth to being kind of established as a mechanism by which an attack can be averted.
Well, yeah, philosophically, I think it's a great idea, but I agree that especially with the timeline we have, those checks and balances need a lot of thought into them. But I think having debt holders have some sort of veto on metagovernance as an attack prevention seems valuable.
Any other opposition to this particular sit being set at n minus 2? Because obviously it will require all 7 of us to agree to it.
I'm all for n minus 2. I'd vote for n minus 2. No issue. So is there anyone that's planning to vote against n minus 2? If it is the case, then please let it be known so that we can change it to N minus one because we don't have a lot of time, you know?
I think I was fine with N minus one. N minus two, I think the story here is N minus two is less, N minus two is a little bit more nimble. And I think the takeaway from the group or the everyone keen on N minus two is that N minus two doesn't expose us to a greater governance risk, or marginally so.
It's a stopgap until we have like a better mechanism, like the one that Fief mentioned about the override option. Like, well, I was just concerned that next epoch will have two seats that are blockers, you know? Like, it's a step in the opposite direction. Like, we're trying to anticipate the future. We have, like, from the current people running, we have, like, five unknown addresses, you know, with nothing on them. Zero, one vote of nothing. So, at any point...
The very fact that we're considering the possibility of two blockers when it's openly known that those two blockers will originate from one identity, one human identity, is demonstrative of the need to address this situation through considered meta-governance approaches.
Yeah, okay. I'm good with N minus two. Given that I believe there's a greater chance we'll get six, you know, the threshold of six good people is more likely and less of a risk than two bad actors. So, yeah, I'm good with N minus two.
And it also, like, kind of paves the way for better governance. Like, if we're more lenient now, we can be a bit more stringent in the future. Having a different mechanism like the one that you've mentioned where you have a shareholder that the stakeholder that can enforce a certain veto.
Salini side, you guys in the affirmative?
Yep, we're all on board.
The one person we're missing is Jackson.
I believe he did mention to me that N of N is too high, and I don't think he would be opposed to N minus two.
Okay, I'll make that change and submit it for vote. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Tara. All right. Next one is SIP 2011. So this SIP is about perps. Basically, everyone's waiting for the... Well, let me share it first. SIP 2011. Yeah. So we had the perps V2 update a few weeks ago. And... basically, a few things were noted. One of which is that if someone had just like to recap on it, it introduced a major change to the liquidation process where we introduced something called flagging. Flagging is like when someone has a underwater position, he gets flagged for liquidation and then the liquidator can either liquidate him immediately, spontaneously. If certain parameters are met, like if it doesn't impact the discount premium a lot, or he can get liquidated by the endorsed liquidator, which does it in a safe manner. So that's like the major thing out of the previous release. Another thing is that we kind of leaned against commitment fees. And the reason is that we noticed that at certain points of time, there are a lot of users that are getting hit with fees because bots are not filling the trades or something of that form. And we didn't see a need for it. Because, like, if they can get executed immediately in a couple of seconds, then there's no really a need for commitment because they cannot cancel the trade. And so with these two things, you know, these were the things that were the major things that were introduced in the previous SIP. There were problems that were seen, one of which is the in terms of liquidation. In case someone has a position that can be liquidated and he has a pending order, that account cannot get liquidated until his pending order is dealt with. It's no longer open. And so the solution to this is to cancel the pending order. Anyone can cancel it, you know, but that leaves like a room, a 1 minute gap before a liquidation can be fulfilled, which is not ideal. And so this SIP addresses this by allowing, like when someone gets flagged for liquidation, there is no more pending order. So there is no blocker on fulfilling the liquidation. That's a small fix that was that was communicated to us by Quanta. Another thing is the related to if memory serves me right, the commitment fee. So the commitment fee allows like removing the commitment fees basically is not ideal in a situation where someone can change his margin or change his position when he has a pending order. So assuming someone has submitted intention to trade like position in ETH, and during that time window where he can like he's waiting for it to get fulfilled, his position, he can change it via atomic trades or the delayed order trades, or even by changing the margin. And this is not ideal because it allows someone to cancel his trade for really low cost because there is no more commitment fee. So this SIP addresses that gap by eliminating the possibility of someone to change his position or his margin if he has a pending order that is yet to be executed. So these are like important things, hopefully. They're expected to be released, hopefully by end of week, like tomorrow or Thursday. So I'll submit the votes right after the presentation. And after that, I think we're unlocked and hopefully we can increase the caps and implement SCP, was it 295 or 293, get new markets, everything. So that's like the blocker. Any questions, I'd be happy to take them, you know?
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense for isolated markets. Is this also going to affect like cross-margin accounts in Quanta? Like if someone opens an order in one market and then wants to update an open position in another market, is that going to be allowed?
You can always interact with different markets as you want. They are not interlinked. It's within the same market that the blocker will be in place. Like if you have a ETH position and an ARB position and you want to like trade both, you can do it. It's fine. You can change one margin and have the trade on the other one. They're not interlinked. But what we're saying is that if you're going to commit to an ETH position, well, until that position is fulfilled that and materialized with executors executing your order, your pending order, until that time happens, you cannot change the margin or change the position size. So you cannot interact with it in that 15-second window. But other markets, it's a fair game and you can do whatever you want with it. Was this your question, right? That it addresses your question or?
I think it does. I foresee, like if someone has like a singular cross-margin account in Quanta, they're only interacting really with one margin account, right? Like,
yeah, if they have like the Quanta Quanta cross margin architecture, in the end they have one margin account, you know, but that margin feeds different positions, you know, and each position, like a synthetic side, are not interlinked, so that will still be unblocked. You could still use that account to feed the different needs. The only thing, the only problem is that if you have a delayed order that's pending to be executed, you cannot like remove margin from that position, or you cannot modify the position before it gets executed. That's kind of a important risk factor applied to the position.
Thanks.
Okay. Guess I'll check the chat if there are any other questions. Can this block people from closing, adding margin, near liquidation? If you have a pending order, until that order is executed, you cannot change your position or you cannot add margin. So up or down, you cannot touch it. When it is executed, you can, and when it is canceled, you can also like interact with it. So that's like being near liquidation or very far from liquidation is not something that's related to this. It's more of if you have a position that is yet to be executed, materialized on chain, it's only at that time that you're blocked on that position effectively.
So as far as I can see, 2012 is really kind of housekeeping to, it's kind of housekeeping so that PERPS works the way that we would expect they do.
Yeah, it's necessary to avoid situations where someone changes their position or changes their margin before it gets executed, and that would cause problems, obviously. It's not great.
Yeah, I suppose the only edge case could be, exactly. Gotham, that's exactly what I thought. They're trying to place the order to get out, and then trying to add margin. And they can really only do one of those things, not both.
Absolutely. During that 15-second window, you can either add margin, or you can add margin in close position, because add margin doesn't block anything. Add margin can be done. But you cannot close and then like effectively immediately after that, okay, I'll add margin on top of the close. In any case, I don't think adding margin, if the order is expired, it's unblocked. You can cancel it right away atomically and add margin. It doesn't matter. It's just like when you want to modify your position and you're waiting for it to happen, you cannot touch that position until it happens. One thing I do want to mention is that with, hopefully, whenever optimism moves to another phase where blocks are produced every couple of seconds, then hopefully in that situation we should not be having 15-second execution today. So it'll be a couple of seconds, 2-3 seconds at most. So it will be not noticed even. Bedrock. That's what we're waiting for. Just don't place losing trades. Easy for you to say.
So I suppose my takeaway, this is fine with me, and there's just some UX implications for the front ends to educate users what they can and can't do at the same time.
All right, great. Thank you, everyone. I'll set up the votes shortly, and good luck with whoever is running for elections. I know that a lot of guys from Quenta, a lot of guys from Polynomial. Best of luck to everyone, and thank you for running. It's really cheered me up to see a lot of candidates running, you know. Normally, I have to go and ask people, please run for the Spartan Council. We need your help. But this time, I didn't need to do anything, and just like people submitted for their candidacy, and that was really cheerful. Happy moment for me. Thank you, everyone. It's not over yet.
Thanks, Khaled. Thanks, Tara. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, guys. Good night.